Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello all, and welcome here to Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in Blog Talk Radio, live in Spreaker, live in, well, as many ways as we possibly can, and welcome to all. Today I have an amazing show lined up for you because I have an amazing guest. I know that this guest has been with me a few times now, and you know I thoroughly enjoy working with my guest. I thoroughly enjoy the energy that's built up between us. And I'm sure as time develops that this is going to be something that's not new. This is going to be something that's going to be an absolutely wonderful way of working. So, you know, it's going to be absolutely amazing. And as I said, you know, we are live in GHTR as well. You can download your podcast there. You know, we are live in as many ways, shapes and forms as we can. But as I said, our guest is Leanne Thomas. Hi, Leanne.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well, you know, and all the better for having you right here with me in Mike Spirit FM, Leanne. You know, it's an absolute pleasure working with you. I know that you have an amazing link to the spirit world, and I know that you're happy to share that with us.
Yes, absolutely, and thank you so much. Yeah, it's always such an honor to come back and be here, and you have the most amazing listeners and callers, so it's always such a great show. I always leave the show feeling so much lighter and with so much more energy than when I came in with. So I'm looking forward to this today.
Well, you know, Leanne, that's something that I'm looking forward to, is leaving the show today with a bit more energy, because I feel a bit, today, you know, it's a bit, I've had a bit of a draining day. Well, pretty much of a draining weekend, I must say. You know, I've been doing some work on the neighbor's home there. I've been, you know, looking after the children. I've been run off my feet, so to speak. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to the show to particularly unwind a bit and to do what I do best, is to connect to the spirit world, and quite rightly, as you say, to feel uplifted afterwards. So, yeah, so, you know, thank you for coming on to the show. You know, it's always wonderful energy every time that I work with you, Jan. Now, I know that we spoke just off air just a few minutes ago, and you was telling me about a message that you've been having from the spirit world. Do you want to share that with us right now?
Oh, yeah, I would love to. It just seems lately that for many people, they're feeling this urge or this push, or like something's coming or something's changing. And the message that I keep getting for spirit is for people to slow down and take stock of how far that they've already come. And this is a time of reevaluating. So it's taking a look at where you've been, how far you've come, and what it is that you really want to go into. And for a lot of people, they're going to be making some big changes coming forward in their life. They may have career changes, relationship changes, and for some people, both. And this may be a requirement for them to move with these changes. And so Spirit has told me that to ask people to take some time right now to rest. So even if you are busy and you're already noticing these changes coming for you, build time into your schedule every day to provide some rest and self-care for you. And for each of us, that may look different. So, Mike, for you, it may look like the radio show may actually be your time of rest and giving back to yourself, that connection to spirit in some way. But for somebody else, it may be like they need to take a 30-minute bath and just unwind and let everything go down the drain. And for other people, it may be a hike, like I took this morning. I went on a hike with my husband out in nature, and we were able to see deer and squirrels and rabbits and other things out there. And that's my way of bringing rest and peace into my life. And for other people, it may be reading a book or getting a massage. So take stock of where you've been and build in time for rest right now, because the world's getting ready to gear up for many things for many people. Now, for some people with this, spirits showed me that they've been feeling what is termed as the desert period, where they haven't had a lot of movement or a lot of change in their life. They felt like they're stuck in the mud, or they're frozen in time, if you will, all of those little metaphor things that we have to describe when things aren't moving or progressing in the way that we're wanting to see them do that. So for some people, that's, when's that new job coming? When's that new relationship coming? When's, it's all those when is. And so right now, for the next month or two, even as long as that, for some people, they may still be in that that holding pattern. And so use this time of rest, because it is going to pick up into the fall and winter months. And usually we think of winter as our time of rest and recuperating, but I see that it's not going to be because of world situations. Now, you don't have to be psychic to know that in America we have a big election coming. Our presidential election is coming. And I do think that that will be part of what is going to be happening in the world to spur some of this change around people. And so the goal will be here to get your rest, but also to not let fear take hold of you as these changes come, because I see for through spirit that for some people that it won't be an easy transition from one job ending perhaps before the next one ends, or perhaps it's already ended and they're waiting, when is that job coming kind of thing. I still feel like there's a waiting period time to come, but then we're going to be jumping into high gear here during the winter months. And so if you see this as an opportunity, you see this as a getting ready stage, so maybe you have to revamp your resume, or maybe it's that you're going to go on a cleanse diet, or you're going to revamp how you eat in other ways, or all of those things that can prepare you for your next step with a lot of love and self-care and evaluation of where it is that you want to go, is going to benefit you at this time. And so I really feel it's for anybody listening to this show, and I posted this on my Facebook page, so anybody that taps in and is reading that, heed that message right now. Do your prep, take your rest, and know that this is a little bit of a gift, even if it feels like that it's, you get that nerves and anxiety from it, that, oh my gosh, is it going to happen, or am I going to be like this forever, is it anything going to take off? Well, yes, it is. It really is. And for people that are listening, it is for you. You're the ones that Spirit is wanting to reach out and talk to with this. So use that as an opportunity. And, you know, I'm just going to throw this in there because it wasn't part of the message as I was really intending it. But I do want people to hear this message, that really pay attention to how much gluten is in your diet, especially if you're an American. There is something heavier or denser around the energy of the gluten and the wheat products and things like that we have here, that is, I see it different in Europe. So pay attention to the amount of gluten that you are consuming, and also dairy, and seek to have alternatives to dairy, because there are a ton of them. So if you love cheese like I do, look for goat cheese or other kinds of cheese substitutes that are a healthy alternative. We have almond milk and coconut milk and things like that you can use as a substitute that will bring nourishment into your body, that will also help prepare you in these ways. And there's so many available out there. It really isn't necessary to have a cow's milk-based dairy product. So stay away from the yogurt. Stay away from those things. And I know it's a little bit radical when I say that, but we're fortunate enough to live in a country where we can access so many alternatives to the dairy products that really just sit in our lymph nodes and clog our bodies up and bring us inflammation and mucus that doesn't help our bodies. Okay, now I'm going to be quiet because I kind of went on a tangent there. Sorry about that, Mike.
You know, Leanne, I was listening there to the message that you was having for Spirit, and I was thinking, wow, she's talking about me. You know, because even though that my life has changed a lot over the past few weeks, maybe a few months, you know, I've been saying to Spirit, come on, Spirit, I need certain things to change now in my life. You've kind of allowed some changes to come in. Now I want the rest of them, you know. And you know how impatient we can be sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's that message there, I think, you know, relates a lot to me. You know, I'm not going to release or say anything why now because, you know, maybe that's for another show when it happens. But, you know, as you quite rightfully know there, Leanne, you know, only in two and a half weeks I will be in the USA. Unfortunately, nowhere near you, so we can't meet up for a coffee or anything. But
not
you
yet.
Never know.
You never someday, know. Though.
Exactly, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, quite rightly, as you said earlier on, you know, I'm glad that the tornado has passed Florida and slipped away now, because that's the part I'm visiting is to Florida. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that. And I know that it's going to be a wonderful trip. And, you know, people can get hold of this information where I'm going to be. And I'm going to announce this now. If you come on over to my website, to www.mikedavismedium.com, it's there in the home page. Press it. You'll see a nice banner that I must say, Leanne, thank you to Robert, because he's done an amazing job on that banner. That's where you will see the banner. You can click there, and it will take us exactly to where it will be, you know, all the tour dates and everything else. So, you know, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. I'm so looking forward to that. And I thank the Spirit World dearly for putting me in Florida. You know, I can't think of a better place to be, because it's going to be nice and sunny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful there. I can really tell. But, you know, I think there are some things that are going to be lining up for you this winter time into spring for you with... I see you sitting in a chair talking to somebody. It must be a local English morning show or something like that, where you're also going to get connected in or do something around either like a charity or a charitable event or something that will spur some other things around you coming forward. But they're just showing me a lot of television for you coming down the road. So I don't know if you... just kind of need that hope of message or something, but it's funny because these chairs look like what remind me of, you know, like you would see in like an Austin Powers movie or what I've seen there. So they're white. They look like white, and they've got like, you know how like a wine glass has a stem and at the bottom is the where it holds itself sturdy. So it's kind of a round disc at the bottom and then a stem, and it looks just like that. But the chair comes up, obviously, it's scooped out so somebody could sit in there. But they look white to me, but they look like a wine glass that's been scooped out, and they look like plasticky, kind of very Art Nouveau-ish kind of looking chair. I can see them so clearly. It's very interesting. They swivel around. They look egg-shaped almost, or wine glass. So look forward to that.
Well, yeah, most definitely, you know, and I'm going to share something with you there, Leanne, because you've just mentioned that, you know, not so long ago back here in the UK, well, actually, it was a little while ago now, I'd done some filming with, well, it wasn't the TV company, it was to pitch to the TV company, so I'd done like a demo filming thing, you know, where we had the audience there, as you would call in the US, a gallery. And I was giving messages to the people in the gallery there. And halfway through the evening, a surprise celebrity came on. And I haven't spoke about this yet on Mike Spirit FM, because I was keeping it under wraps, so to speak, until, you know, such a thing or anything come over.
And how did you? Now you have to tell it.
And these white, you know, they were white cube chairs that I was sat in. Given these messages, and you know, it was absolutely an amazing day. And now I know that they've been pitched to the TV companies. I don't know if anything's going to come of it. You never know. I know that there's another gentleman that's now taken this DVD and seeing if he can do something with it a little bit further up country from me. You know, it's not in Wales; it's going to be in England. And well, you never know, Leanne. You know, that vision that you're having there could be absolutely perfect, and you know, I will surely let you know on more developments. But you know, if you want to see the scene of that that filming scene, it's a little bit sneaky, Leanne. It's on my Facebook page. It's over on Mike Davis Medium, and be mindful there is two pages there for me, because we are up to a maximum on the one. Mike Davis Medium is the name of the two Facebook pages. And you see the head and banner there. You'll see the cube chairs. You'll see my banner on the right-hand side. And that's the scene that was set. And I thought, what an absolutely amazing picture, a still picture that was, that we took there with a camera, took it as a still picture, and I posted that to my Facebook. So it's been a little while, maybe a few months, but, you know, it's there for everyone to look at, and that's the scene. So it's almost exactly the way that you described it, Leanne. So
yeah, it's very similar. I think the chairs I'm seeing look a little bit different, but it's very similar. And was there a white carpet under those chairs or under the table there in front of those chairs?
No, there wasn't a white carpet.
Okay, I'm seeing a white carpet, so I think this is a little different situation. How exciting!
Well, you know, Leanne, as I said, this DVD has gone off now to another gentleman that is going to do some work with it, maybe refilm it. I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens there. But, you know, I'll bear that in mind, these chairs. I like the sound of these chairs, you know, because they're very similar to my bar stools I have in my kitchen, you know, with the long stem that kind of looks like a wine glass, you know, that flares out at the bottom. And, you know, curved out there. So I know the chairs that you're talking about, absolutely perfect. You know, and the white carpet, yeah, you know, I like the sound of that. Sounds absolutely perfect. So I'll bear that in mind and you know, let you know what happens and what develops from that.
Yeah, cool.
But, you know, I want to share something else with our listeners, Leanne, and with yourself, because, you know, I've been talking about the USA trip a lot now, and I have mentioned it once or twice, but, you know, in November the 11th, I'm going to Norway.
Norway? Oh, exciting.
And, yeah, you know, I remember just being on this show, and a lovely lady called in, and she said she was from Norway. And I thought, oh, well, that's wonderful, you know, that the radio show is reaching so many different people. And that day, that I know that... we didn't have a wonderful Robert with us that day, so I was producing the show myself and working, so, you know, that's fine. And, you know, the caller dropped, and I thought, oh, I really wanted to work with somebody from Norway, you know? But, you know, after the show, Leanne, she called me and, you know, asked me to go there and work, and we set the date now. It's November the 11th is when I fly over to Norway for a, well... It's going to be a splendid week, you know, it really is. It's going to be absolutely perfect to work out in Norway as well. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to,
Rightly,
as you say, the coming the end of this year into the winter. That's absolutely perfect, isn't it?
So just that's going to be so exciting. And more is going to come from that. It's like one thing leads to another for you. So, yeah, you need to rest up.
Yeah. And that's why I said that bit in the beginning. Have a spirit. I'm sure, Leanne, you may have been homing in there on me as spirits giving you that little message. But, you know, I can take a lot from that, Leanne. I'm sure that a lot of our listeners can as well. You know, I just want to mention hi to everyone in the chat room. I know that the chat room is very busy tonight, which is absolutely wonderful. Please keep posting. I know if you can see your name as a guest or you are down as a guest, you need to sign in so that you can post some nice, lovely messages there in the chat room. So sign in. Is a button underneath that says sign in. Click that, fill in your details. You can connect to your Facebook pages, whichever way you want, and then that way you can communicate in the chat room as well. And I can see Angelic Hope has posted my website. That's actually you, Leanne, is it? Angelic Hope.
Yes, that's me.
And that's your website, is it?
Yes.
Okay, so it's www.angelichope.com?
Yes.
Okay, so again, you know, if you want to listen to Leanne or learn more about Leanne, it's www.angelichope.com. And there we are, one of our listeners already posting us. So thank you very much for posting that link as well there. So, you know, it's easy enough then. When it's posted as a link, Leanne, people can just click on it and it'll take you straight to your page. So, you know, I know I'm going to be over there later on. I'm a little nose around, as we do. You know, and I do... ask our listeners, go on to my new website, which it is a brand new website. It's only been up and running maybe a week, well, maybe about two and a half weeks now. And again, thanks to Robert for pushing that on. And I can see that they're advertising you as well for the best American psychics, which that's a part of, that you are of, Leanne, isn't it? Best American psychics. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Best American Psychics was started by a woman named Shay Parker, and she was in search of authentic, getting a great reading. And she was, you know, connecting with people, and she wasn't feeling like she was getting a great reading. So she sought to put together a website where she could authenticate psychics and mediums and, you know, astrologers and numerologists. So anybody from that metaphysical field that wanted to participate was willing to be tested. And there are some quite famous people that are connected to the website, like Allison Hayes. Some people might know her as the Rock Girl. I think she's amazing. And there's also Michelle Whitedove, who's connected in, who was America's top psychic several years back. And what she did was she set up a testing situation where if you were a psychic, medium, astrologer, whatever have you, that you had to give two completely separate readings to two different people that you didn't know. Yeah. Over the phone. And so I had to give a reading to, and you don't get the name of the person in advance, even the person, or at least for the first call. The second call, I actually did have a first name, but the person calls you. And so you wait for the call and then you give a reading and then you get scored. And then you hear back whether you scored high enough or not. So it's a wonderful website where you know that the psychics, mediums, or what have you on there have been through a testing process and screened. So they not only check to see if you're connecting in authentically, they also check other things out about you, like, you know, criminal records and other things like that, so that they have put together a list of people that are ethical and authentic with what they do. So it's a really great place for that. People can play around at Best American Psychics and look for somebody that they feel they vibe with, which I think is nice.
You know, I've been on Best American Psychics myself. And, you know, I find it a very interesting site. I really do. You know, it's a wonderful place. And, you know, I want to thank Shay Parker. I really do. I don't know if Shay Parker is listening or whether she will be listening to the archives, because I know Shay Parker have sent me quite a few of, well, people like yourself, Leanne. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I think to myself, sometimes it's difficult, isn't it, to, you know, not that I've ever struggled for guests. I really haven't. You know, I've been blessed by the spirit that, you know, people just come to me, which is wonderful. But, you know, Shay Parker, you know, I've never spoke to her. I've never really, you know, we've communicated on type, which is wonderful. But, you know, a few of the messages that we've sent back and forth, as I said, I wanted to thank Shay Parker, because it's thanks to Shay Parker that, you know, I know wonderful people just like yourself and just like your cousin, wasn't it? That your cousin was on just a few weeks ago?
Yeah, Christina.
Yeah, you know, and again, you know, an absolutely fantastic working for the spirit world, you know, and quite a few others, you know, that has been on and due to come on in the next foreseeable future. So, you know, you never know, Leanne, you know, of you know, the contacts that you kind of make of where it leads to, because, as I said, you know, thanks to Shay Parker that we have met and Christina and so many others, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful. And what I like about it, too, is that there are some people that have some stature and that have a sense of maybe fame around them, but that's not what Shay Parker's website seeks to do. She just seeks to find individuals who are clearly connected in. And when I went to be tested, that was like one of my fears, because I didn't know a lot about Best American Psychics, but I thought, well, I'm nobody. I'm going to go for it and be tested because I know what I do is real. I didn't step into being a medium lightly. It's something that I very much respect and honor, but also because it's not, people don't always look at you with the most beautiful light when you say that you're a medium or things like that. There's still a stigma that can be attached to it. So I didn't come out as a medium lightly, but I'm also not famous. So when I stepped into doing that and then went through and passed, I had a respect, because I know what I do is real, otherwise I wouldn't do it. I would just be in my nice little teacher life, as I'm a school teacher, and have stayed there. But she really finds people who are wanting to be tested and are authentic. So not only there's Allison Hayes had said this before, and she's the rock girl. She had said that many are tested regularly, and many don't get in. So some people want to get and be on Best American Psychics, but they might not be of the quality that she's looking for whatever reason, and who knows? I mean, it's not for me to say, but I really respect that it could be anybody out there with the gift. There's lots of us, like me, in my own little corner of the world, doing my own little thing here in my little area of California, doing readings in my house after work or on weekends, because I love it and I see what a difference it makes in other people's lives. So it's not that you have to be famous. She's looking for people that are authentically plugged in. But who would ever know about me to find me? It's an avenue, I feel, for trusting this gift that I have and putting myself out there. And so I really thank her for giving me an avenue to be seen, heard, or recognized.
You know, and it's absolutely fantastic that, you know, we can do that and be a part of it. And you never know, one day, Chia Parker might bring in the Best American International Psychics, and we'll see what happens there. You never know. A little thought for Chia Parker, if you're listening.
Yes. She does have somebody, there is a woman, and her name is Sarah Delamar, and she is either Irish or English, and she is also... She's participating now. So I think Shay is branching out to pull in some people that are international. So you never know.
You never know. You never know what the future holds there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think, Leanne, if you just give us your website and your Facebook pages, I know that we're going to go to a short little break before we take some callers. So do you want to give us your website and your Facebook name again?
Yes. My website is angelichope.com, and you can also email me or call me, because I have a phone number there on my website and a way to email me. And then Facebook is Leanne Thomas Medium. So you just go to facebook.com/Leanne Thomas Medium.
Okay, wonderful. And, you know, you can catch me, Mike Davis, I was just going to say on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, and which is right where we are.
Perfect.
But you can also catch me on MikeDavisMedium.com. You can catch me on Facebook in the Mike Davis Medium. You know, you can check out the radio show. Come and like us on MikeSpirit.fm on Facebook. And, you know, if you are listening in MikeSpirit.fm, then you're more than welcome. So, you know, there's several ways if you can listen to us, call in, or chat to us, whichever way that you want. You know, we're always here Leanne, you know, the show is developing. That's one thing I didn't mention. The show is developing to something amazing. Now, we have a show on a Sunday, which is my show, then Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursday, and soon to be on a Friday as well. So, you know, it's developing quite nicely, isn't it?
Wow, that's fantastic.
You know, and again, you know, I thank Spirit for putting me in the position of where, you know, that all these wonderful other hosts, these other mediums have come along and been a part of this show, the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, and then gone on and done their own show from, you know, as I say, Monday, The Guiding Lights with Jeanette and Sarah. Absolutely wonderful. And then on to Tuesday with Nick Humphries, the Nick Humphries Psychic Medium Show. Absolutely wonderful. Wednesday, we have Oscar, and I'm going to try and pronounce his last name, Villegas, something like that. I'm sure you'll find it. And, you know, I must say Oscar is a fantastic ambassador for the spirit world. You know, he is a true amazing communicator, I must say that, you know. And on a Thursday, we have Andrew D. And the soon-to-be-a-Friday show, which I'm not going to announce because it's unfair until he actually starts. But, you know, he will be joining us soon, and I know he's been on my show, and I know that many people have been asking, is he going to do his own show? Because, you know, the way he puts himself across is truly professional. Now, I know that as we are live in GHTR, I am going to just mention a few of the sponsors there. We have The Phone Doctor, Shape Web Designs, and KingSeals.com. So we can go to a short commercial break if you want to call in. During this break, the numbers you need to dial is 760-283-4611. Or if you are calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening in Blog Talk Radio, there is a Skype button there, and you can press that button, and that way it's totally free for you to come in and chat and have a reading either with myself or with Leanne. So we'll be right back just after this.
Left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. My heart is drenched in wine, but you'll be on my mind forever. Out across the endless sea, I would die. Outside.
Well, hi, Aura. Welcome. If you've just joined us, you're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Leanne Thomas. Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Well, I know that, you know, as I said, we're live in several different ways tonight. We're live in MikeSpirit.fm. We're live in GHTR. We are live in Blog Talk Radio. We're live in Spreaker. We're live in as many ways as we possibly can, Leanne, because I thought, you know, we have to pull the stops up because we have somebody truly amazing on tonight. So let's go to the phone line, shall we?
Yes.
Because I know that's the part of the show I really look forward to and a part of the show that you look forward to. Mm-hmm. And I suppose a part of the show that our listeners like to do. So let me bring on, I think it's Jamie that we have. Hi, Jamie, are you there with us?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you for holding on there. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Indiana.
Indiana, absolutely wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for there, Jamie?
Well, my question is, I have gotten a job offer in San Diego, and it's a 13-week job, and I've got a job offer here in Indiana, and it's a permanent job. And I'm curious what you see is the best one.
Okay, well, I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest, okay?
Okay.
We'll see where we're going with that. Is that okay for you, Leanne?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh. Hi,
Hi, Jamie. You know, gosh, I want you to follow your heart and your gut and what works for you, but I got to tell you, I feel really good about that California job. I feel like things will come of it. It will bring in big life changes for you, I'm hearing, and new opportunities that the 13 weeks will bring you some kind of skills, knowledge, information, and new opportunities from that. Now, having said that, there is some physical risk involved because it takes moving and it takes trust and it takes all of these kinds of things. So I'm going to put this question out to you because it doesn't matter how strong I see it, but what kind of risks are you prepared to take?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I'm willing to take the risk, you know, that the whole thing I'm hoping for is that they don't mess me over with the pay or anything like that. You're always taking a risk when you take, you know, a recruiter job. And mm-hmm. So, I don't know. You know, every day I've woke up and I've got this, a change will do you good in my head. And so mm-hmm. It's kind of like spirit keeps telling me to go for it, but, you know, it's the path that I don't know. So, of course, it's still scary to me.
Right. So here's the thing that may help you to release some of the fears around this or to make a final decision is to look at what risks are you prepared to take financially to make this move? Because the finances for you will be the biggest issue, right? So I'm seeing that, you know, friend communication and other things like that, like you're ready to make a transition and move. That wouldn't hold you back. Family, friends, all that kind of issue wouldn't necessarily hold you back. But financially, it's going to be a little bit of a leap of faith because 13 weeks, you know, you'll have this amazing experience, but at the end of it, what comes next after the 13? So financially, are you prepared to take that kind of risk, and how can you set yourself up for success? Once you rectify that and you notice on your list or however you want to come to that conclusion for yourself is when you'll know which job is the right one for you to take. I don't feel a lot of failure or mistake coming from the opportunity in California. Having said that, I'm not the one making the decision. I can only share with you what I'm seeing. You still have to go in and make that final decision, and that I see will also help you weighing those pros and cons. Either way, I'm going to give you this also. You're not going to miss an opportunity. It will come around for you. It may take longer if you, for whichever decision that you make. So if you let the opportunity go in California, having the change that you're really looking for, because you're looking for a lot of change in your life, having that change you're really looking for will come about for you. It just will take a little longer to get there, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So you're not going to make a mistake here. So I don't want you to let that fear get in your way. So if you feel like you need to stay because of some of the security things, and I get that. I mean, I still hold on to my regular job because I know for me right now, that's where my comfort level is. And I think it also helps to keep me a little bit real. But if that's what you need to do, don't be hard on yourself about that.
Okay. You know exactly how I'm feeling. That's exactly how I feel.
You know, I'm just not comfortable making decisions for people, but I can share with you that Spirit doesn't put fear around that move to California for you.
I completely agree. I wondered if you would say that because I thought, yeah, she's going to be, yeah, that's great. I love that. You know, that's beautiful that you don't want to make that decision because it is a huge decision. Now, Indiana job, do you see that being good? Do you see that being okay? Is that a happy job? Is that a nasty job?
No. I don't think it's a bad job at all, but it leaves me feeling a little flat.
Yeah,
I don't feel like it's going to bring you the kind of joy. Now, having said that, it can be a springboard into other things. So that's what I see it as for you. You're still springing. So even this job in California is going to be a springboard to other things. The one here would be a springboard to other things. So it's actually a good opportunity. So it's
okay.
Not a bad opportunity at all.
Okay. Thank you
Why
so much.
Why does color red keep coming up with the job situation or the work situation? Is one of the positions their background or their, you know, their logo or something? What's the color red that keeps coming up?
I'm wondering if it's my car.
I'm not feeling it's a car. It feels like it's connected into the work somehow. So when the color red, when you see that or it comes up, know that that's another sign that that's a solid choice.
Okay, they're hospitals, and I think most of them have a hospital red sign, so that might be why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay. That didn't help then.
Well, I mean, you never know. It may come up. I might see someone and be like, that's what she was talking about. You never know.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That felt motherly and good for me.
Okay. Good.
Okay. I need a little mother touch. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you, Jamie, for calling. Remembering, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will download a copy of that reading in the archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let's move straight on. Let's go to the next call, and I do believe I have Lorraine on there. Lorraine, are you over there with me?
Lauren,
hello? Sorry, I do apologize. Hi, how are you doing there?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, Lauren, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Arizona.
From Arizona, okay, absolutely perfect. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I was just calling for a basic reading. If there's anything out there that you guys need to...
Okay, well, my forte is to link to the spirit here, Lauren, and I will do that for you and see what comes of that. Is that okay for you?
That's perfect.
Okay. Okay, see, because I know that as I'm listening to your voice and I'm waiting for the connection to build up, because, you know, that's what happens. That's how I connect to the spirit world. See, it's that voice connection. And I know as I'm waiting for this, I know I've got a lady that joins me. And I know as she joins us here, I believe that she links to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I do believe I want to say to you that as she's in your mum's side, I want to go back a generation to your grandmother, because that's where I believe this lady is. I know that she makes aware that when she passed, that there's certainly a condition that would have took its toll upon her. I know that she would have started feeling ill for quite some time, and she tells me she was like this for several months, maybe several years, I want to say, before she passes there. I know that she talks to me about her body kind of degrades, and I feel that that's the way it would have been for quite some time, that she would have started degrading for a little while there before she passed. Do you understand her as your grandmother there?
Well, the grandmother that you would be talking about, I always, because they didn't figure out what she passed from, but
okay.
Her husband had died a month before, so we're thinking like a broken heart or something, so I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. And would I be right in saying to you that she would have been quite nicely built of the build of her body before she passes there. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I know this is the way that she shows herself to me here. And I know that she was a very honest kind of a lady, very much a hard-working lady throughout her life of when she was here with us, because she makes aware that her life was very busy, bless her, of when she was here with us. And I know that as she links you, Lauren, that she talks to you about your life. And I believe that your life is quite busy of late. You feel as if you're rushing around, and I believe that's the way you are in your vibration. There's so much to do and never enough of time to do it. And do you understand of this?
Yes.
And she tells me that you feel sometimes as if you want to tear your hair out sometimes, because I know that there's so much that you know, there's not enough hours in the day, if I can put it that way, because she tells me that you get quite frustrated on times. I know that she talks to me about that you've been getting upset of late as well. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And she also tells me that, now I know that you have an awareness of the spirit world. I know that you have an awareness of those people that's passed on before us, because she talks to me that you very often talk to them, to the spirit world. Is that right? To your loved ones in the spirit world. Do you understand of this, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me here that we hear every word that you have to say, okay? We hear everything that's going on. Now, what I'd be right in saying to you there, Lauren, at the minute, that you've been asking them to come forward to help you in a situation in your life where you feel as if you're losing control. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and she says to me here that, you know, see, we hear everything, don't we? Okay, mm-hmm. Not me. The spirit will hear everything. So, you know, even though that you've been thinking to yourself, you know, why aren't you here? Why aren't you listening to me? Why aren't I having any help? She says to me that, you know, we hear everything that you have to say. So that condition you feel you're losing control of, you're losing grip of, she says to me that you need to kind of sometimes pull the reins in, okay? So I know that you know, it's now time that you have to kind of pull the reins in and do what you need to do for the sake of yourself and those as closest to you, okay? She says to me, dry up those tears because there's no need of them. So you'd understand that there's been tears, there's been hurt, there's been upset there to do with this. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that she also talks to me that there's a... thank you, sweetheart. I don't know if it's like a hospital condition around you at the minute, or there's a problem that needs some medical attention, because she talks to me here about that there's a problem. Who is the one that keeps complaining and suffering of headaches? Do you understand that there's somebody complaining and suffering of headaches?
Somebody close to me or myself? I mean, I get headaches every now and then, but...
Okay, hang on a minute. Okay, if this is with yourself, it's right at the front, isn't it? Right at the forehead point, because I know it's going like from the top of my eye and my right-hand side to my left-hand side. It's right along the top of my forehead. So is that with yourself?
I've been having a headache from coughing because I feel like I have fluid in my lungs, and it's not normal for me. So I know. I've been having a headache from that lately.
Okay, so you'd understand that of the need for medical attention then, okay? Because I know that's what this lady comes to say to me, okay? So if it is that you've got fluid in your lungs or whatever, that, you know that she understands that. Know that she is aware of it, okay? And I've always said there, Lauren, that if the spirit world are aware of these conditions, know that the healing is going that way anyway, okay? But, you know... it's up to you to take that advice or not, okay? I can't tell you what you must do or mustn't do, but know that this lady is around you, your grandmother is there, she understands these conditions, these situations. She tells me that we could touch up on many things here today, you know, because I know that we could touch up on your finances to do around your life, because I know that you know, there's things need sorting out there. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And, you know, she tells me here as well, you know, you feel as if you could do with a bit more support of someone in particular that's supposed to be the closest to you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm being told here that, you know, if only that we had that more support of this one particular person, then, you know, life would be so much different right now. Or you feel it would be so much different right now. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. See, doesn't that just prove to you that the spirit world is around us, that they're, you know, very much alive in the other dimension of life called the spirit world, you know, because she says to me, make sure you tell her I haven't gone anywhere. Okay, so you'd understand of this, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's a gentleman that wants to make himself known here to me. And I know that this gentleman, as he makes a connection here with us, I believe, you know, I want to say father. So I don't know if this is your father. So would you understand your father, first of all, in the spirit world?
No.
Okay.
Not my father.
Then who's... Okay, hang on a minute then. There's a gentleman that makes you aware of being like father, okay? So if it's not your dad, then let's go back a generation to your dad's dad, okay, your granddad. Now, would I be right in saying to you that he was quite a nicely built gentleman, quite a well-broad kind of a gentleman around the top part of his body with your granddad? Is that right?
On my dad's side, I never met him, so I don't know.
Okay, okay. Can you ask your dad of these questions, yeah?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay. Because I know I've got this gentleman that builds up and he makes aware of father, okay? Now, as we just established that your dad is still here, so then that's fine. So let's go back the generation to your granddad, okay? Because I know that's where this gentleman links. He's quite a well-built gentleman of when he was here with us. He certainly makes me well aware to say to you that, you know, he's been in the spirit world for quite some time, okay? And he also makes me aware to say to you that, you know, when he passed... Now, did you know how he passed there, Lauren?
No.
Okay, well, again, another thing for you to check up on, because he makes you aware of, like, the heart, okay, because I believe that's how I would have passed on to the spirit world. So please check up on that, okay, because I know that
you
he's
know,
around
that sounds,
me.
That sounds like my other grandfather on my mom's side, because he had a lot of heart problems.
All right, okay, well, you know, I can get them, okay, I can get them on the wrong side, and, you know, I'm you know, one who will admit if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But, you know, this gentleman makes you aware that it's the heart. I know he's quite a broadly built man across the top part of his body. I know that he's been in the spirit world quite a while. And, you know, I know as well that he makes me aware to say to you that, you know, okay, he says to me that he was in his 60s. He says 67 of when he passed on to the spirit world. So does that fit with your mum's dad then?
No.
Okay. No, see, because I know that this is dad's dad, okay? So please ask your dad all that information, okay? Because, you know, that's what he makes me aware of, and that's what I have to stick with. So please ask your dad about him. But I know that he just ties into the vibration, because it's this strong feeling. It's this feeling of being, you know, comfortable with myself, feeling of, you know, I'll step in you, I'll sort things out, and that's exactly what he wants to do for you. Even though that you didn't meet him and you didn't know him, it doesn't matter, okay? He knows you, and he will do his very best there for you in the spirit world. So please take his love, take the love of the lady as well, your grandma, because I know that she's closer to you as well. And, you know, whenever you need them, send them a thought, call out to them, and they will always be around you. Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say thank you very much for calling in here, Lauren. And, you know, do remember, please come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in the archives. I want to say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay. Let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Doreen on. Hi, Doreen. Are you there with me?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Doreen. Thank you. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
From New York. I've spoken to you a few times.
Sure. That's okay.
Do you
that's
not remember?
Fine. Yes, I do, Doreen, from New York. I was just thinking as I was reading your name there, I'm sure that this is Doreen from New York. Okay, that's fine. Doreen, let me pass you on to the wonderful Leanne, and I know that she will do her very best to answer your question.
Okay.
Leanne, is to you.
Thanks. Hi, Leanne. Hello?
Leanne, are you there with us?
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I had my mic moved. I'm such a dork. Sorry, Doreen. How can I help you today?
I want to have a reading, and I have a question. I lost my husband to cancer a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I was married for 18 years to him, and I just got remarried 6 months ago. And I have a very important immigration interview this coming Wednesday, and I just wanted to see how that was going to go.
I feel like that's going to go very well. The energy around that is it's not going to be smooth sailing. I have two gentlemen with you, and so I'm going to give a description of what I'm getting. One of the gentlemen has a rounder face with glasses. He has the darker hair. And your dad is also in spirit, correct? Because I have a gentleman saying dad.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I feel like I am connecting in with dad, and he and your husband may also be here as well, so that could be accurate. Now, who is Jack, please? They're saying Jack.
I don't know.
Okay, so I'm just going to give that to you because I keep hearing Jack over and over again.
Maybe that will be the interviewer's name.
It could be. It could be because I keep hearing Jack, or I don't know. I might be hearing Blackjack, but I'm hearing Jack. So I was hoping that was going to be connecting in for you quickly. It, no matter. Having said that, I feel like this is going to be, they're giving me the green, which is the go with this. I feel like there will be other steps that you're going to have to take, but it's all going to come out okay. There's three steps to be taken, and I want to give you the month of October. So they come in around the month of October with more than one thing, but the month of October also connecting in to this immigration kind of thing. Now, why do I want to go down south? Down south. So is this immigration issue somebody from the south coming up to the north?
No, my husband's from Turkey.
Okay. South, south. Mm-hmm. Something about going south. So they want to give the south to you one more time, so there will be either a traveling or a going south for you. And this is south. Travels for you south, and I feel like I'm looking at tropical weather, tropical kinds of things. So wherever you're at now, traveling into the south and having things that are tropical, so there's either a vacation or something coming up around that that will come forward for the two of you. So yeah, but everything's looking good around that. Did you have anything else, or?
Well, I want to see how my husband's doing. My ex-husband,
okay.
Well, my deceased husband.
The one on the other side. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's doing, he's not there, he's adjusted. He is giving you the thumbs up. He's doing well. Would it make sense to you why he would be showing me he's holding his pants up? He's actually got his hand, I feel like he's either trying to show me he lost weight or something about his pants.
He had lost a lot of weight before he passed.
Okay, so he's showing me. So he wants you to know who this is around him, and he goes in, and I feel like a lot of stomach issues around him as well, from what he's wanting to show me, and that. Okay,
how about my health?
Yeah, let's see if he has anything he wants to say about that. So he wants you to be watching around your heart, and so this doesn't mean like there's any danger around it, but he just wants you to go in and pay attention to things like salt and those little things that are hidden in places that can affect. So for you, it's making you feel tired, and he wants to say that you've been feeling tired. Understand the tired?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's around. He keeps going back to making me feel like salt. And just in your blood. So doing a cleanse or doing some kind of a cleanse situation for you will help that energy level and help that rise back up for you and give you back the energy that you're looking for with this. And I feel like the stress of it he's showing me is part of what's also making you tired but making you possibly more susceptible to eating the foods that might have some of those hidden salts in them or be salty in some regard. So just pay attention to around that.
Okay.
So for you,
and how about
diet,
my relationship with my husband now?
Yeah. Who has the capital letter M in their name, please? First name or last name with the letter M? Because he's drawing the letter M for me.
My best friend, Margot.
Okay. They can either be alive or crossed. So know that that's getting a link closer to you than a good friend. So if he's showing me somebody, it's either family or family that would be really close to good friend around you. But I get the sense of when he's giving me this initial and talking about your husband, like I'm getting that there's some work to be done in this relationship to make it a true partnership. So be looking for that, because there are some things that aren't quite in alignment yet that they're showing me. I don't know why this M keeps coming up, because he drew it again and he looked at me like he was like, come on now. So maybe somebody connected to your current husband, because they're showing me this and showing me you two coming more together, meeting more in the mind. So know that your relationship is going to be growing stronger and stronger from where it's at this point. So there's a coming together and a things becoming more stronger. So this will be a time for you for really seeking what it is that you want and being clear about that. It doesn't mean that you have to be aggressive. It just means being a little bit of assertive at times. And that might not be, I just kind of get the sense that the two of you aren't exactly on the same page, but they want to say that debts are being cleared, and that will make things easier. So I feel like finances and money are going to be getting easier. Things are be getting clear. That will bring the two of you closer together. A more meeting of the minds and on the same page is coming. But it's like you're going to need to work for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. I was just really nervous about the interview. That's all.
Yeah, I think that that's going to be coming together for you just fine. And I get the sense that you'll be nervous even after it's over for a little bit, because I don't know if you get to hear results or something right away. I'm not sure. But it's going to be okay. There'll just be a few other hoops you have to jump through.
Okay. Like, will there be another interview or?
It doesn't feel so much like interview. I'm seeing more like papers. Papers,
okay.
Papers, some kind of papers or things that have to get done or something.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay, well, thank you there for calling, Doreen. And, come and check out the archives. Listen to your reading back in Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Back to the phone lines. I believe that we have Chris there with us. Hi, Chris. You there?
Hi. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you, Chris. And yourself?
I'm sorry?
I said I'm doing very well. Thank you. And yourself?
Okay. I don't want to give you my whole life story, but I'll try to narrow it down. When I was little, I was a lot different from the kids and everything, and growing up I always felt I didn't belong and things like that, and my interests always lied with things unseen and the deeper mysteries of life and things like that. My brother's friends thought it was weird because I used to sing to the trees and stuff like that, and animals would flock around me and stuff. So I became Wiccan, and I was in a circle for 8 years doing that. And then I spent 2 years in a spiritualist church studying mediumship in a development circle.
Second there, Chris, and ask you where you're calling from.
Oh, Galveston.
And where's that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I can do fine.
In Texas.
In Texas, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so then you joined the Spiritist Church. I mean, do you want to go on, or do you want me to link to Spirit and see what we have for you?
Well, you can do that. I'm getting a lot of information and a really overwhelming calling to do the mediumship, although I'm really shy and have stage fright and all that kind of stuff that I would have to overcome. And I'm wondering if my spiritual ancestors are pushing me in that direction and giving me things like my grandmother's trunk that I inherited had a whole bunch of mediumship books in it and
Chris,
things like that.
He cut in again there, Chris, okay? Because you give me all this wonderful information, okay? I like to link to the spirit world and give you as much information as I can, okay?
Okay.
So if that's okay, then I'll do that for you. Before you go any further, then I'll be thinking to myself, you know, there's no point linking you. You've told me everything. Is that okay, Chris? Okay. Because, you know, it's the voice. That's where I connect to, okay? And, you know, which is wonderful. Now, Chris, I know that... Okay. See, as I'm making a connection with you, I know that I've got a lady that makes me feel that she was very restricted towards the end of her life. I know that she makes me aware that she was either confined to a chair or a bed or something towards the end of her life. I know that she carries a bit of weight with her before she passes, because I know I'm looking at her, and she makes me aware of the weight that she would have carried. And she says to me, you know, that it wasn't her fault. So now what she means by that, I'm not sure a minute, but I believe that the weight, okay, I believe they would have put her quite a bit of weight on when this illness took its toll up on her, because, as I said, she was confined, she was restricted,
mm-hmm.
and she wasn't able to get about towards the end of her life there. I know that she's quite rounded in her features as she looks at me at the minute, okay, but you know, such a placid lady, because I know that's the way that she comes through, that she's placid, she's very laid back. I know that she would have been very much aware of the spirit world when she was here with us. I know that she would have had some kind of ability herself. Now, whether that was to communicate, I don't know a minute, but she makes aware of the ability that she had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know as well that she makes aware that she links there within your family. And if I'm honest, David, they want to tie her with up in your mum's side of your family. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Good, okay. See, now she makes her aware that she's your grandmother, okay? So what have you seen to you, that this is your grandmother I'm talking to?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that she makes a connection here with me, and as she does just that. Now she makes you aware of all this wonderful things that you've already told me about your mediumship and the stage fright, and, you know, and she says to me that, you know, you know, I never suffered with any of that. You know, Chris, because I was only 17 when I started working for the spirit world in spiritualist churches. You know, I still work the spiritualist church now, you know, and I love working them. But, you know, if I said to you that, you know, that you've gone through your training, you understand the spirit world just the same as anyone else, okay? But
yeah.
the worst fear of yourself is that, you know, it's... It's the thing that goes on in the earlier part of your life that's affected. So it's your past, if I can say that there, Chair. Your past is affecting your future, because I know that there's so much has gone on in your past that's made you maybe a little bit stage fright or a little bit shy, if I can say that there, Chair. Comes in and stands in front of everybody else, okay? And I know it's affected, and it always has affected you. In the past. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
Very
see, and she, okay, see, and she tells me here that, you know, that you will do it, okay? You will overcome those obstacles, okay? Now, I believe that she wants me to say to you that you've already, you know, within your development, within the spiritualist movement there, that you've already met up with someone, I'm not saying in a love relationship, I'm not saying that, but you've met up with someone that you get along with, and you're developing with, is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Okay. And she talks to me that the two of you can team up together in that way, that you have a support, okay? And as you have that support, it'll be a support for each other, because I do believe that this other person is in very much of a similar place of where you are, of, I know I can do this. I believe I need to do this. I've been told I have to do this, but, okay? But, and there's the but, I don't know if
mm-hmm.
I can. Okay, and I believe that the two of you are in the same place. And I know I want to say that you know, that you have to go with it. Go with your inner feelings there, because that's where the spirit world inspires you. So I know that your grandmother stands quite tall and quite proud around you. Now, I know as well that, you know, if I said to you that, you know, we all have guides, okay, and guardian angels, call them what you want to. one of my best guides is my granddad because he works with me, okay? Now, I'm not the one who's going to spit off all your guides because guides are not proof of survival. And you know, what my aim to do is, or Mike Spirit FM, is to give survival evidence of life after death, okay?
Right.
But with yourself, you know who works with you because you become quite aware of them a lot. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And your grandmother quite often pops in there, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she does.
Well, I know that your grandmother has a part to play in your spirituality and in your spiritual work, okay? Like I've just said to you, my granddad works wonderful with me. Now, I know it's lovely to have Indians and Chinese and all these wonderful... Now, you know, I do have an Indian that works with me, but he has kind of stepped back a little there to allow my granddad to come through. And with me, so I know that, you know, as these two, you know, as your grandmother there, I believe that she's there to give you the encouragement, and that's what she wants to do from the spirit world. So to answer your questions, you know, you go with that inner feeling, you keep going because I know it's meant to be there for you. Okay, now I know that she keeps going back to the past. Now, if I said to you that this results, see, it's almost as if I can see, and correct me if I'm wrong. Now, let me just do what I got. It's like as if I can see you in like a school play, okay? You know that, you know, sometimes the schools put on like plays of like, I don't know about in the US, but I know that in the UK, here we do, you know, they do have plays at end of term and everything else. So would I be right in seeing you would have played a part or played a role at an end of a term, like concert or whatever it would have been, that it's from there that you feel negative about standing up in front of people? Is that right?
Yeah, there was a few times, yeah.
Okay, see, so we established what happened, okay? And I'm being told there, okay, that was, I'm not saying that you're old, and please don't get me wrong here, Chris, but I wanted to say to you, it was a little while ago now, wasn't it? Okay? And I know that your life is developed on. Now, is it, why am I being made aware of two, and I want to say children, is it that you have two children now, Chris, is that right?
I have one daughter and two cats that I consider my children.
Now, even though that my Marley, my dog, I consider him as one of my children, no.
Yeah.
So you have one daughter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what if I'm saying that, see, because I'm still being made aware of two, and now I'm arguing with her, see, because, you know, because you tell me you've got one and she's saying two, so I'm arguing with her. So would I be right in saying that there would have been one that would have been lost to the spirit world before it reached the earth?
No miscarriages, no adoptions, anything, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. Would I be made aware?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you, if we look, see, now this doesn't have to be yours in particular, okay? Now, it could be like a stepdaughter or a son, or it could be someone that goes back in your family a little while. But I believe I want to put two in front of you, okay? Or if it is that there is none of that, maybe that's another one to come, okay? I don't know, but I know I'm being made aware of two. And I'm arguing with your grandmother, and she says, just tell her two, boy. Just tell her two. So I know I have to just give it to you.
Okay, yeah, I'm 41, so I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay, well, I don't
but we'll
know, but okay, well, I know that's what I have to tell you, okay?
Okay.
And, you know,
okay.
She'd be pretty much right all the way through, so, you know, I'll go with her. So that's fine. Now, I know that she makes me aware to say to you that, you know, that you have to do things for yourself, okay? It's not all about everybody else, and I believe that that's where you are in life, that you feel as if your life is revolved around everybody else at the moment.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay,
yes,
I know
very
I-
much.
Good. Okay, and I know I want to tell you there that, you know, that you haven't to start to do things for yourself because you feel as if your pathway is changing in some what way. Is that right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
That your pathway is starting to change at the moment. Is that right? You feel it kind of change. I know as Leanne spoke in the very beginning about changes happening in our lives and, you know, this is a wonderful message that she was having from the spirit world. I believe in some way that fits with yourself as well, okay?
Yeah.
I know that that's what your grandmother makes me aware of to say to you, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that you've been waking up in the middle of the night or something like that because I'm aware of, like, just suddenly being woken up? Do you understand this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Because
yeah,
I know. Okay, because I know that's what she makes me aware of. Okay, I'm not saying that she's doing that. You know, I always look for
I hear a lot of things when I'm sleeping, so I sleep with the lights on, or I'm up at night. I'm a night owl because of that.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, well, know that your grandmother's around you. She understands what's going on. Okay, now does that help you a little bit there, Chris?
I'm sorry?
I said, does that reading help you a little bit there?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I have another question about a friend that I was best friends with in school. His name is Jerry, and he hung himself in a jail cell. And I've been trying to have anybody else or myself try to contact him, and it's been several years now, but I was wondering if you picked up anything.
Okay.
On him.
Always the ones we want to come through will come through. Okay. I must say that first, because, you know, we cannot command or demand of the spirit. It's entirely up to them if they want. But, you know, I can surely ask there for you and see what comes through with that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I am aware of someone. Okay. And I'm going to just give you some information, and you tell me if it's right or wrong, okay? Or, sorry, whether it's right that fits with this person, okay? Now, I know I'm aware of a gentleman that would have wore glasses. Does that fit with the gentleman that you're thinking of your Jerry?
He didn't wear glasses. I think he wore contacts.
Okay. That's fine, because, again, you know, if he wore contacts, then... I don't know if he would have wore glasses when he was in school with you. I don't know. But now I can see this gentleman wearing glasses, okay? And if I said to you that he was quite a slimly built man in his life, would that be right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that I don't know why he was in jail and it's none of my business, okay? But would I be right in saying to you that, you know, what happened, he didn't want his family to go through or his friends to go through any more of the, and I want to put it this way, torment that was around him. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that if we go back to your school years with Jerry, if I am with Jerry, and I believe I am, would I be right in saying that there would have been not just, you know, there would have been a very close friendship there with you and Jerry, is that right?
Yeah, extremely, yeah.
He makes me aware of the closeness and the bond. You know, he says to me, you know, that even though that you've been asking for him to come around you, you've been asking for him to be close, you know, he says to me, I've always been close to you, okay? And, you know, I know that he carries, even though that whatever he's done that would have put him in jail, you know that that's not the way he is, okay? Something happened in his life that made him...
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me, yeah.
I'm not saying it does, but he says to me, that's not the way it was. Something happened in my life that turned me, okay?
Right.
So long as you understand, then that's right, and that's fine. But he says to me, you know, that you know, he wish things were different, okay? And, you know, if I said to you that you went right throughout your school years with him, and then even just after your school years, that would make sense there, too, wouldn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, see, that's exactly what he tells me here, okay? So know there, Chris, that your Jerry is around you, okay? And he is being supportive to you from the spirit world, and he will do his very best to make a connection with you whenever he is needed, okay? He says to me, I'm there for the strength and the comfort of when you're feeling down. And he says to me, you know, that he's been around you more often of late than not, okay? So you'd understand that you've been feeling down of late, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, he says to me that... I wanted it right here. If I said to you that you've had a hanky or a tissue and you've been drying your eyes over the last day or two, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he says to me, I was with you when you was drying your eyes, and I can see with either like a white tissue or a white hanky, whatever it is, and I can see you just dabbing your eyes, okay? He says to me that you wasn't crying loud, and just a gentle few tears there. And he says to me, that's when he was looking at the photograph. Does that make sense there to you, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay, does that prove to you that, that your Jerry is still around you in the spirit world?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Jerry, well, I'm glad that that's helped you, and I'm glad that your Jerry has come through for you. You know, he's not leaving me, and you know, that tells me that he doesn't want to leave you. He wants to stay around your vibration. You know, he just wants me to kind of sit up here in the chair. So would you understand why I would say that to you about, do you have problems with your back at the moment? Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. See, because he wants me to sit up straight and hold my... My posture, and just keep myself straight, and that's what I want to bring around you. So again, he knows, okay, he's around your vibration. Now, Chris, please look, listen back into the archives, have a copy of your reading, because I know, you know, if I could only bottle the energy that he comes through with and send it to you, I know that, you know, it would be worth more than anything in the world. So, you know, you hold on to that, hold on to his energy and his vibration. You listen back to the archives, and whenever you're feeling down, know that he's around you, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
All right,
bye-bye. Okay. Bye now, bye. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, and I've just missed where we are. So have, you know, I'm going to get myself into trouble here, Leanne and I.
Thank you, might get yourself into just some trouble here. Yeah, we've got some interesting names.
We have. I tell you what, why didn't my producer just give me the area code? Because, you know, I cannot pronounce that. I really can't. So, Robert, can you please just give me the area codes and then we can go to it? That way that might be a little bit easier. Okay, it's 410. Hi, area code 410. Can I take your name, please?
Yes, this is Maria.
Say that again.
Maria.
Maria. Yeah. Okay, hi, Maria. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
From Virginia. Okay, Maria. And what was the question that you had?
Wait,
for
don't
us?
Tell me. I'm getting some stuff on her, so I'm gonna give her what I'm getting first, if that's
okay.
All right. See if
no
I,
problem.
See if this
yeah.
is on this is on target, because I've been hearing this for the next caller. But Maria, I'm gonna give you this information, and then you can see how it resonates with you. But I'm getting pregnancy around you, and this is either an actual pregnancy or and baby coming forward, or it's the birth of a new project, idea, or something coming forward that's taking some time to come out. So I'm getting a pregnancy with you, and that everything's working out perfectly, and it's coming out okay. They're showing me an image of a woman that's pregnant. So this is either a physical pregnancy or a project, something that's coming forward from you, that's an idea that's being birthed. Do you understand that?
Oh, well, you know, I would like, I don't want to be pregnant right this second, but I'd like to know that's coming from the next couple of years and or sooner, and I'm hoping to start a new project career-wise. So
okay.
I'd love to know which one it is that you see.
I got to tell you that I really feel a female energy, and I feel pregnancy with you, and I feel the birth of a child will be coming. So if it's not right now that you want it, that is something that's coming forward for you. And I feel I'm picking up on feminine kinds of things. I'm getting even the smell of flowers. And I'm getting a lot of flowers around you. I keep getting that everything's okay and it's all working out. Like, you can have this family and you can have this project idea or whatever, you know, this thing that you're wanting to come about will be working forward for you. Now, I'm picking up the energy from a woman that's on the other side for you, and I'm getting nurse are medical in some fashion around her. Do you recognize the woman in spirit that has the, is either the nurse or the medical around her?
There was a friend of mine passed this year who was a doctor. But it was a
okay.
Man.
That may be the medical, and I'm assuming the nurse with that. So I'm going to apologize to her. She's also coming forward for you at this time, showing me that you have two things that she wants to mention that will be coming forward for you that will bring financial forward for you. So it isn't just you personally, but there's somebody else connected to you. So this is either like your husband or a partner, significant other that's also having a step up. Now I'm just going to assume that you are, because she's showing me that there is a relationship that you're involved in, and she also shows me a truck around him. Do you understand that?
No, I'm not dating anyone right now.
Okay.
In a truck around him. But
okay.
I'm looking.
So this would be connected then to perhaps the gentleman that the baby's going to be connected to. So I'm going to give that forward, that there is something. She shows me a gentleman with dark hair around your face, stock your build. I'm going to put his height from somewhere between 5'8" and 5'10", right in that stockier build, which shows me that at one time he might have been like physically fit, like working out kind of guy. He still may have that around him, but I feel he's no longer working out as much as he would have from what she's showing me. He's got that square build to him. He is connected into driving a truck or a vehicle for work in some fashion, and that's coming forward for him. And so I don't know why she keeps showing me this, unless it could be your brother or somebody else that's very close to you that way, or you'll be meeting him very soon in that regard. So I know this reading sounds so strange for you, so I'm going to let you actually ask a question.
just out of curiosity, when will the pregnancy happen?
That's the thing. Here's when it's going to – right after you have sex next is probably when it's going to happen. So I'm gonna leave that up to you. I'm not actually getting, like, a clock on there. They're just bringing it forward, saying that it is going to happen. So it will just be a matter of things lining up for you to have that happen. But it feels like relatively soon. I got to tell you, I feel like in the month of March or May, they're giving that time frame that there will be an opportunity for you to have this pregnancy. Now, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you around your birthday is when those things are really going to be doorways for you. They're giving me your birthday. They're giving balloons to you. And so when we're talking about this further, and the balloons for me are my symbol for your birthday. So when you said, when will I have a pregnancy, I'm going to give you your birthday is a window or time frame for you. Now, there is also always free will involved. So if this is not something that you're wanting to bring forward at that time, this would be good information for you to practice safe things around pregnancy. So whenever your birthday is, I would look for that opportunity as well.
But I don't normally date truck drivers. Is a truck maybe he
not
owns
like
a truck?
Not like he's a truck driver, so he may drive a truck for his work, and he may be in construction. And it may have that he may own a construction company, and it may say that on the side of it. I'm not seeing a pickup truck. I'm seeing a Mack truck. I'm seeing the image they're giving me is a white truck that's like a Ford, you know, F-100 or something like that. I'm trying to remember the name of it, like what they're showing me, because my dad had one of those a long time ago. But it's like a regular size truck a person would just drive around every day.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's white. So that's my symbol for somebody who would drive it for a living or be connected in some way to having to drive a truck. So that's like construction. I know the pest control guys around here have those white trucks with the writing on the side. So it's not kind of an individual who does that kind of thing.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yep.
I was wondering if anyone can, if you can connect with my friend Michael.
And is he in spirit, sweetie?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now the first gentleman that I get around you, and I don't know if he's Michael yet or not, but he is wearing blue jeans, and he has a wave to his hair. Like, it's not like just straight hair. There's a slight wave to it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I see parted on the side and a slight wave to his hair. Now, I'm either getting this with somebody around him, but I'm getting airplanes or Air Force or something like that. He's giving me airplanes.
Airplanes. Not related to him. Maybe he's trying to tell you something about me or a trip I'll take.
Could be picking up on somebody else. Like, you know, I'm not able to summon them forward, so to speak.
Right.
So the gentleman that I'm getting is younger, and sometimes he would wear a little scruff around, like a little outgrowth of hair, you know, like is, you know, I want to say like George Clooney style at times where he lets it kind of go. But baby skin underneath it, like smooth kind of face, and he gives me airplanes. So I don't know if he traveled a lot, went places a lot, was connected either to the military or something like that. But he's
how old do you think he was when he died?
Say that again.
How old do you think he was when he died?
The gentleman, I don't know how old he was when he died. I'm getting somebody that's standing in front of me that looks like they could be as old as in their 30s or as young as in their mid 20s.
Okay, I think that was my friend Sean. I don't think this is Michael.
Okay.
He did travel a lot there was travel involved with him. Yeah.
Okay. So this could be then the individual that's wanting to come forward for you. I just got to give what I'm getting. But he's also sharing with me that there are opportunities coming for you that are going to be helping you, I want to say, even out your life. And so by that, like some of the drama falls away and things kind of, the road gets a little more paved smoothly. Is what he wants to say for you to know that. And I feel like a solid relationship coming forward for you and soon, and that financial stresses and things like that also smooth, because he shows me a road that begins, that's bumpy, that begins to wave out soon. Now, he's also giving me this, a connection to Florida. So I want to give that forward to you. I don't know what the connection is, either through him or for you, possibly coming forward. So, and where did you say you were from?
I'm from Virginia. I had a reading, like, last year. They said I would be moving to Florida, and I didn't pay it any mind because I don't know why I would go to Florida. But maybe I would.
Yeah, but I want to give that to you because he's mentioning this also for you, that Florida's coming up. And I was like, oh, I'm going to laugh at myself if she had just said she's from Florida. And it could be as this relationship folds together for you and these other things line up for you, that there's an opportunity there in Florida. So I don't know. He's not showing me a move because he would put boxes around it, but he's showing me the state of Florida. So state of Florida is coming up in fashion.
Does he say what's going to smooth my financial path? Because it's been very, very tough.
Right. So for you, it'd be a matter of putting out what it is that you're wanting to do at this time. Nothing's really, from what he's showing me, nothing's really suiting your fancy. Nothing really interests you to do. And you don't want to really do that. So you don't want to go be a cashier at the 7-Eleven. You don't want to go be, you know what I mean? You're not wanting to get into things like that. So for you, it will be a time right now of deciding what it is that you're wanting to bring forward for yourself. And one of the things you want, he's showing me, is a family. And so if that's what you're wanting, nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful thing to do. So be looking at how having that family and being that mom and that nurturer, you know, can play into your life. And I don't know, I keep saying that the finances are going to be okay. So, and I keep smelling flowers every time they say that. So I don't know if there's something about flowers you're good at. Maybe you want to pursue that, flower arrangement or flower essences or, you know, something to do with flowers, because I'm going to go back to that. They keep giving me strong for that. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was a lot of information.
Yeah. So we're going to see floral. You're going to become this famous floral designer, right? No.
In Florida.
In Florida. Well, see, that's a perfect place.
That's true. Oh, well, I can't thank you enough. That was wonderful. I wasn't expecting all that to come forth, though.
So. It floods in, so there you go. It just feels like you're going to have a lot of your dreams come true. And so how that happens, allow that flow in your life to allow how that happens for you.
Right. And I understand you can't predict every detail. It's just, you know.
Well, the future's not written in stone. For one, and so even though you have these major markers, another child, a relationship, and all of these other things like that, we all have free will that plays with that timing. And there are some times that I can see things pretty solid. So for a client the other day, I was like, she kept asking a question about when something was going to happen. I said, I got to tell you, I keep just seeing September 5th. And I don't know, sometimes I can see those things and they come in, and other times people are exercising their free will, and they're still in that, because we're constantly co-creating around ourselves. And so predicting the future going forward can be tricky with whens and timings, because we can see your energy trail going forward and these things are coming about, but there's so much interaction in play. So it's like this. You could go, say you're destined to meet this guy that drives the truck, right? And so you're on your way to pick up a prescription over at the CVS pharmacy. So you take your trip to go pick up your prescription at the CVS pharmacy, you know, for birth control. I'm just gonna say that. So you're on your way to pick it up, and you see a friend in the CVS pharmacy. And so you're like, well, it's gonna be half an hour before my prescriptions are ready. Why don't we go over to the Starbucks to have a cup of coffee? And so you weren't planning to go to the Starbucks, but you met this friend, and so you went over to the Starbucks, and you guys decided to have this coffee. And then on the way back, there was an accident between the CVS and the Starbucks. So you went to pick up your prescriptions a little late, and there was a guy in the CVS pharmacy that you were supposed to meet, and you missed him at that point. You know, I mean, these are like the kinds of things that we can interact and play with, where you made a free will choice at the moment to go get coffee with that friend. Now, we could argue, oh, that friend was there for a reason to take, you know, but there's, if we just kind of look at it like that, like we're constantly in this flow of creating and timing and vibration, then we allow for when it unfolds to not necessarily matter as much as holding the vision of what it is that you want. And I can feel from your energy, you do want family. And so family for you coming forward will be the vision that you hold. And when that happens is less than important than it is that it is going to happen. That makes sense. I think I just confused everybody, so it'll be time for me to shut up.
No, it makes sense. Anyway. I understand that. That's totally true.
Yeah.
So.
And we can always say no to things that don't feel right to us, or sometimes because of fear, we let other things come between us and what it is we think that we really want. So you have to pay attention to those times when you're letting fear get in the way of what it is that you want. And that's true for all. I'm not just saying that for you, but that's true for me. That's true for anybody listening. So, well, I hope that was a little helpful, Maria.
That was very helpful, and I know there's other people in line, so, but I thank you, I thank both of you. That was not information I was expecting to receive, so I look forward to that regularly.
Oh, good. Hey,
Maria, and thank you, Leanne, for that wonderful reading there. Maria, you know, you can always catch Leanne, you know, the reading off Leanne there on Mike Spirit FM. Join us on the Facebooks, Leanne Thomas, and your website, Leanne, is www.angelichope.com, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
you know, join me on mikedavismedium.com and join me on Facebook as well under Mike Davis Medium. But for now, I'll say thank you very much for calling and you know, do listen back to your archive reading there. Thank you very much. Leanne, we're going to go to a short little break now. We're going to play a little bit more music, and we'll be right back just after this.
Great.
Thank you. need it when I'm older.
Thank you. searching for the right, but it keeps avoiding me. Sorrow in my soul, cause it seems that wrong really loves my company. He's more than a man, and this is more than love, the reason that the sky is blue. The clouds are rolling in, because I'm gone again, and to him I just can't be true. And I know that he knows I'm unfaithful, and it kills him.
Well, you know, welcome back. You know, I must say there, Robert, absolutely fantastic choice of songs there. You know, if I didn't have my mute button, you would have all heard me singing there on the top of my voice. And it's not a pretty sight, Leanne, it really ain't. You know, it doesn't do any justice to anybody's ears. But, you know, thank you, Robert. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I can relate to not having a talent for singing, but every once in a while spirit will put a song in my head and it comes out and I have people laughing, but you know, you can't help it.
You know, and then that's the wonderful thing, isn't it? You know, the time has run away so quick with us tonight. You know, I can't believe we only have like maybe 5 minutes left of showtime. You know, I can't believe it's gone so quickly, and you know, it always does when you're on. And you know, I don't even think that we're going to have time for any more callers. But, Leanne, give us your website again.
Yep, you can reach me at angelichope.com. You could also find me at bestamericanpsychics.com. Or Lisa Williams also has a website. She's put together a group of international mediums that she trained and certified, and that's soulconnections.com. I think the easiest way to get in touch with me is through my website, however. So,
yeah. Okay, so that's angelichope.com's.
Yes.
.com.
Yes. .com.
What about the Facebook pages there, Leanne?
Yeah, Facebook, you can find me at facebook.com/ Leanne Medium. Leanne Thomas Medium. Sorry about that. And the nice thing about, I think, my like page is that I regularly share spirit messages. So whatever sometimes I'll just be walking around the house or, you know, walking out in nature like I did today or even in the shower, and I'll be given messages for myself mostly, and a lot of times they're for many others, or sometimes I'll just hear for a general message. And so you can find messages regularly from Spirit on my Facebook page, which is a nice reason to go ahead and like it.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Well, you know, I do want to say about my trip coming to Florida very soon. It's only just over 2 weeks away, you know. And, you know, you can get all the information now. It is on my website. If you go over to www.mikedavismedium.com, I'm sure that we'll be able to post that in the chat room very soon, or maybe I can do it. And, you know, I'm not good at multitasking, Leanne. So I can't talk and type at the same time. It's dreadful, isn't it? It must be a man thing.
it's hard to do, yes.
Me, you never know. So I'm sure that my producer will soon put that link there to MikeDavismedium.com up on the Facebook page. And, you know, if you click into the home bit there, you will see a flag with the U.S. spiritual tour. If you click onto that flag, it will take you into another part of where there will be all the information of where you need to find, where I will be, the places, the ticket prices, the readings, because I know that there's readings going to be going on. There's a phone number there. If you are in the state of Florida, or if you would like to travel over to Florida to come and see me. You know, Leanne, I love meeting people. You know, I love meeting particularly people I talk to, you know, because... You know, we don't really get the chance to meet everyone, do we?
No, we don't. So what cities, do you remember off the top of your head what cities in Florida you're going to be in? Because I have some friends there, and I will remind them.
Okay, well, I'm going to be staying in Orlando, actually.
Okay.
And I will be doing something in Orlando at the end, which is not actually on the website.
Okay.
But, you know, if you come on over to Mike Davis Medium on Facebook, I can give you all the information on that, okay? But the one place I will be visiting and staying will be, and I know Robert's just lovely posted up here for us, and maybe, Robert, you can put that in the chat room. That would be good if you could do that. So thank you very much, Robert. But I will be in West Palm Beach in Florida. And I will be doing a demonstration, which is, I know that you call it gallery readings, there. And I will be doing that on my own. So it'll be a solo event for myself. So I'm really looking forward to that, is to be standing up in front of an audience, a wonderful audience in America. And, you know, I know the day after I'll be doing some one-to-one readings. As I say, you know, the prices and everything is all up there, which is fantastic. There is a phone number, which I know Robert, he's such a gentleman, Robert is, you know, he's such a wonderful producer. He'll post up there in just a few seconds a phone number that you will need if you are in Orlando to ring, and you'll be able to book these private readings. You'll be able to book for these tickets and everything else. And I will be working with Sarah Spiritual. I don't know if you know Sarah Spiritual, Leanne. I don't suppose you do. It's in a different state to you, but you know, I know that she was on the show last week. She's going to be on the show in 2 weeks' time. I'm thoroughly looking forward to it. You know, I've had the pleasure of working with Sarah Spiritual on radio. I'm really looking forward to doing a live demonstration with Sarah. So we will be doing that at the not far off the last day of the tour. So I'll be joining up and doing a joint, like a, you know, it's very much like we do on the radio, you know, very similar. Looking forward to that. So, you know, Leanne, it's something that I'm extremely looking forward to. And then obviously, you know, Norway. A few weeks later, I can't wait for Norway. I'm hoping to see the Norwegian lights. I know that it was said to me that, oh, Michael, they are far up north, and you're going down south. And when I mentioned this to the lady that booked me, she said, well, what do you want to go up north for? You can see them from the bedroom window. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait. You know, it was so
That's
exciting.
It's going to be cool. Yeah.
Amazing, you know. So, you know, the end of 2012, you know, I think it's going to be a fantastic year for me. And, you know, I thank yourself I thank Robert and thank everyone for being a part of the show. Don't forget, you can catch me in just a few minutes over on Spiritual Journey Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio, for the rest of the marathon. You know, on a Sunday, Leanne, it's a marathon. This is my second show and just about to enter into the third.
Oh, wow.
So a bit of a marathon. Love it. Love every minute. As long as it's got the word spirit attached to it, then, you know, I'm always there. So, Leanne, I want to thank you dearly for coming on and sharing your wonderful work with me and with the listeners. And I'll say thank you very much. And for me and from yourself, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.